Is this promotion with Independent still going on?
Yes, it started on the 1st of May, the 1st of April, actually. Yes, and it's on till the 14th.
Oh, okay. So tell me what how does it work?
There are two options. A client can come into the grocery store, and they can ask, do they want to purchase a bag of food? I believe there's a $5 bag, a $10 bag, and a $20 bag. And then that food is put into a bin, and then I collect the food as the bins fill up. The other way is to give a donation, in which case the Loblaws will accumulate the funds and bring it directly to us after the promotion is over. And the third way is for people to buy food themselves, what they feel we might need, as opposed to following the preset program of Loblaws, and put that same food in a bin, the same bin.
Okay, today's day four. Any idea how it's going so far?
Well, I went there yesterday, and there was not much activity. The problem, well, not the problem, but Loblaws put it on their Facebook page here in CAP, and I put it on our Facebook page in CAP, but I don't know what other publicity there is. So I believe the customers are now asked when they come to the cash register, do they want to donate to the food bank? And that's, I guess, word of mouth. So Christmas time, usually it starts off slow because they have the same promotion then, and then it picks up as people come back a second and third time during the holidays.
Well, we'll see what we can do putting it on Moose FM and my capiscasingnow.com. See if we can bump it
Great.
up. You mentioned that some people might want to donate food items that they think you need. Are you in need of anything in particular right now?
Well, our food bank is open every Thursday. And there's become a bigger and bigger demand for fruits and vegetables and actually perishable food items. And if someone was to buy us something or give us something on a Saturday, then it may not last until the following Thursday. But our clients are starting to request more and more of that kind of food. I would say frozen veg. Once again, though, frozen vegetables can't stay long in the bins. But the standby normal ones would be the Mr. Noodles in packages, pastas, peanut butter, jams, food that provides protein. That's the biggest thing that we need to offer our clients. So many of our clients don't bake or cook very, very much. And so we want to make sure that it's good quality food that they get. So we do have some stuff that's not necessarily the most healthy food in the world, but they're human beings like we are as well, and we all have that kind of food in our lifestyle anyway. But we certainly emphasize protein and high nutritional values.
Now, the fruits and veggies and the frozen food, and I assume that includes meat. Can people drop it off on Thursdays?
Certainly can. We open from 12 to 3:30 every Thursday. And we actually have one lady or a couple of ladies that will call me on Wednesday and say, I want to drop off some meats for your clients for Thursday. They make it a point to do that as part of their shopping. So instead of giving money or giving stuff that they're not sure it is what we want, they know that they can rely on, you know, for example, if hamburger meat's on special, well, they'll buy 20 pounds or $20 worth of hamburger meat, drop it off, and then we'll have that for our clients on come Thursday at noon time.
Okay, good. Anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, I'm sure we're like a lot of other communities during these difficult times, Bob. Our community has been tremendously supportive of our food bank. And after Christmas this year, I issued a letter on my Facebook page to thank our community. And I know we're in a kind of business where we have to go to the well as often as we possibly can, but it blows my mind how generous our community is, how helpful and supportive they are to the less fortunate in our community. And I think it should go without saying that we should thank our community for what they've done so far and encourage them to continue giving in the future.
Has your number of clients gone up during the pandemic?
Surprisingly enough, initially it did not. We planned for it because we were aware of what was happening in Southern Ontario and in the States, and we made a mass purchase of $50,000 at the beginning of the pandemic, but our numbers did not rise. However, the past 3 months, it has skyrocketed. And I've spoken to the Cochrane Food Bank and Timmins Food Bank and Moonbeam Food Bank, and theirs have gone up as well. It seems ours didn't increase in the north to other degrees than other places did, but now we're all going up dramatically. And I guess with the price of food, with the stress level that's out there now, now that things are getting back to normal, for any number of reasons, our clientele has nearly doubled over the past 2 months. So it's quite scary.
Yeah, it's probably because of the end of a lot of financial aid from the governments too,
Yes,
right? Yeah.
yes.